I wanted to ask you about Silver Salinga and what he does well that has allowed him to become more of a contributor to your defense here late this season.
Silver has really done a good job of trying to improve his fundamental technique and understanding of what we're doing. As he's gotten a better grip of some of those things, he's been able to, you know, be a little bit more productive in our front force and been able to do some of the specific things that we're asking him to do, which may vary week by week. But I think it's, you know, the guy that's tried to develop his skill set to kind of fit and accommodate the different tasks that we're asking him to do. I think he's done a great job of trying to study the game. He works really hard, you know, like all of our guys do. I mean, I just can't really say enough times how hard the group works, how well they work together, how much extra time they put in to try to really, you know, get the little points that we're making and to, you know, try to better themselves every week, which is obviously what we're trying to do. So he would certainly fall into that category along with, you know, a lot of our players, you know, that are both younger players and older players that, you know, may have, you know, just gotten here this year, or even guys that have been here for a while that just, you know, I mean, that's what you do every week. You really, you try to anchor in, you try to look at your performance, you try to see how you can get better. You try to learn the technique, you try to understand, you know, the scheme of what we're doing and try to execute it at a high level. And certainly the guys that have been able to do that and continue to improve or, you know, get more of an opportunity to get out on the field.
Hello, Matt. It was two questions. Broncos were held under 30 points four times this year. The Chargers did it three of those times. Do you maybe take some particular interest in reviewing those game films?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, we're certainly obviously going to go through all the film from the entire season and try to evaluate it and take a look at, you know, how they performed in all of their games. I mean, certainly the biggest thing for us is obviously going to be to improve on our game that we played against them. I mean, obviously you're talking about one of the most, you know, productive offenses in the history of the NFL. I think Coach Fox has done a great job assembling, you know, the personnel, and Adam Gase has done a great job of really handling and calling the offense. Peyton obviously running the show. Just kind of all their skill guys fit into exactly what they're trying to get done and have been extremely productive. So I think, you know, we're obviously going to look at those games, and certainly when you play a team, you know, twice a year, you have a good handle on, you know, what they do and what you're trying to do against them. So, you know, those games become valuable tools to look at and to understand how those teams within the division play those opponents, certainly. But for us, I mean, obviously, you know, we really got to try to work to, you know, improve on our performance from last time and certainly, you know, have our hands full with all of the players that they have. I mean, they had a load of the skill position. Obviously, the running back position has done a great job at Marino, and obviously Ball, you know, was coming on here late and really been productive for them in the tight end position, which certainly Julius Thomas now in the mix will be an entirely new obstacle for us to have to defend. And, you know, and really, you know, their offensive line, when you take a good look at them, it's a group that's playing well, been playing together, you know, all season, and has been really kind of the anchor of that offense. They've done a great job of protecting Peyton Manning and giving him time in the pocket, and really have just done an outstanding job of, you know, blocking in the run game and in the pass game. So this is certainly a huge, huge challenge for us.
Hey, Matt, just in breaking down the roster, you see so many guys on New England that were not drafted. You know, especially on defense, you have Joe Valano, you got Silver Saliga, Steve Gregory wasn't drafted, Arrington wasn't drafted. Is there a common thread that you would see among players that weren't drafted, and is it something that you think about at all in the early stages of that season when you guys are evaluating players?
Well, you know, I think we're just obviously the players that we get at the start of the season going all the way back through the spring, you know, have an opportunity to go out and try to, you know, see and show how much they can do and how they improve and the understanding of what we try to do. Certainly all that goes into the evaluation process, you know, whether you're you're drafted or you're a free agent, you come from another team, none of that really matters for us. It's just going to be how you perform and how you do out on the field and handle the things that we're asking you to handle. So that's certainly going to be in the forefront of what we're doing. I mean, there's the evaluation of when you're here and how you're performing in those practices and training camp and then, you know, through the season. I mean, that's really what's going to be the most important thing for us, certainly as we work through. And I mean, obviously, when you get to this point in the season, you know, you're expecting everyone to be at a high level and to be, you know, working to get better every week and hopefully improve to the point where you are getting better every week to try to perform. Because certainly, you know, like for us this week with Denver, the competition is extremely high. So certainly every week the competition goes up and it'll be, you know, at the highest level this weekend. And certainly, you know, all those guys, like I said, involved in the game have to perform at a very high level. So certainly, you know, everyone's got their opportunity when they get here to perform, and that's what we're going to evaluate the most.
Two quick questions. One, at defensive tackle, obviously you started the season with two outstanding veterans, Vince and Tommy. Now basically you have four guys who weren't with you at the start of the season. How did you have to change defensive tactics in the front line and throughout the defense to compensate for their loss and just be able to do different things? And how much of a challenge was that?
You know, I think, like I've said before, I think we have general philosophy of, you know, the next man up. He's got to step up and do the job and handle everything that we are asking them to do in that particular case. And certainly there's a progression that is involved in the development that is involved throughout the season. It may not be at the highest level when we start. And, you know, whoever that is that goes in that role, we're obviously, like, you know, I said, we're trying to get those guys to improve week by week. And if that's what we can see out of them in that continual type of improvement, then, you know, we're going to push towards doing, you know, whatever it is that we are trying to get down that week for that particular game. And certainly there's a fundamental basis of all the different techniques that we're going to ask those guys to perform, and that's what we're going to evaluate first and take a look at. But, I mean, we're certainly, you know, to the point now, again, where we're really just obviously concerned with Denver and really focused on trying to be able to, you know, to stop this offense. Obviously, the run game will be a huge part of that. So certainly up front, those guys have their, you know, their work cut out for them with a very good offensive line and a good run game. And certainly, obviously, Peyton has an excellent passing game that goes along with it, which puts more pressure on those guys to be able to handle that run game. So I think, you know, look, that's where it is right now, and that's what we're focused on. And the guys that have been out there playing are certainly, you know, trying to do the best they can. And the guys that are rotating in or out there or, you know, maybe in behind them are doing the same. Everyone's just kind of focused solely on the task at hand right now.
Okay, real quick on the secondary, with Aqib and Devin, they, mid-season last year, basically, they moved into their new positions. You acquired Aqib, moved Devin to safety. How important has it been to have them at their positions all this season and to get that consistency in the secondary with that?
Well, I mean, I think the good thing, or what you're always trying to strive for, is consistency and consistency with the players out on the field. And certainly in a position like the defensive backs, where there's a lot of communication that goes along with it, you know, as much as you can keep everyone out on the field and play the group together, certainly you have more of a chance for improvement. I mean, obviously, you know, for us this year it's been great to have, you know, a lot of those guys be able to go out and play, whether it's Aqib or Devin McCourty or Stephen Gregory or Kyle Arrington, you know, Logan Ryan, Alfonso, obviously, and just in rotate in there and perform at a high level. You know, even early in the year with Marquise Cole, you know, it's a group that's very tight. They work extremely hard, and I think they have a good comfort level out on the football field when they're out there playing together. So that's certainly, that's what you're trying to get done. So as much as you can have the continuity within a group, especially in the back end, I think it's always, you know, that's what's going to help you in the long run.
Sunday, San Diego had five different defenders who were drawn into neutral zone infractions. And I guess in evaluating that, were you able to identify the consistent thing? Is it a matter of cadence? And is it consistent with Peyton Manning and his track record from what you've seen? And the follow-up to that is just, how do you safeguard against it being aggressive and yet not being too aggressive, obviously?
Yeah, I mean, that's an excellent point. I mean, I think that's certainly a hidden stat in the game that is certainly a big deal to us. I mean, he obviously was able to get, you know, some line of scrimmage penalties, which we always talk about. You know, we never want to give up free yardage, and certainly with a guy like Peyton Manning who has such a variation of cadences that he uses, certainly and obviously at home, being, you know, where he can use all of them, because obviously the crowd noise situation, you have to be very aware and, you know, on top of that. I mean, obviously the key for us is always going to be the ball, and that's what we're going to obviously, you know, triggers all of the play, you know, offense and defense. That's the key point. But certainly it's extremely difficult, you know, in a game where, you know, you're ready to go, you're trying to be aggressive, and you're trying to, you know, attack that man in front of you, and that hard count comes through, or that, you know, exaggerated cadence comes through, and he gets him. He's obviously, you know, one of the best quarterbacks that's played the game, and certainly that's part of his repertoire, is being able to change up his voice inflection and the cadence and use a multitude of different ways to, you know, trigger the play to start. And with that is, you know, also trying to draw the defense offside. So we'll absolutely have to make sure that, you know, that he doesn't get us on that.
Matt, there's a lot of talk after the last game, some of it from your own players, about how you guys were basically challenging the Broncos to run on you. And it appeared to be the case, but I can't believe that you guys are pleased that you allowed them to have as much success as they did. And what would you trace that lapse to from your end as far as stopping the run in the last game?
Yeah, I mean, I think I would agree with exactly what you said. And what I said earlier is that we obviously need to play better than we did the first time around against these guys. I don't know if we want to challenge Denver to anything. I think we're trying to stop them the best we can, both the pass and the run. Certainly the run game, you know, they did a great job against us and blocked us very well, and certainly something we need to go out and perform better than we did last time. You know, we want to get back to using, you know, our techniques and being, you know, strong up front and, you know, try to control the line of scrimmage, which is really the goal, you know, in the game of football every week. That battle in the trenches is a huge one, and something that they obviously had success with last time we played them. But, I'm, you know, like I said, the run game, and they've done a great job here since our game and recently moving through the rest of the regular season into the playoffs of really having a good run game with, you know, all the backs. Like I said earlier, with Marino and Ball both being very productive carrying the ball. So that is certainly a huge challenge for us, and obviously something that, you know, we got to improve on from the last game. And, you know, throw on top of it the record-setting passing game that they have behind it. So, got a huge challenge in front of us.